live from Chicago's Progressive Talk Studios on Milwaukee Avenue. This is the Ben Jarofsky Show. And now your host, Chicago Reader columnist, Ben Jarofsky.
Hello, everybody. Ben Jarofsky here, WCPT 820. Last night at the Hideout, I bumped into one of my favorite people, Mr. Bike, Dave Glowatz. He was sitting at the bar, knocking back a few. Good. And he was telling me he was going to go to the Cook County Board of Commissioners meeting today, and he was going to tweet. He's going to do tweets. I was like, oh, man, let's have a whole segment where you talk about the tweets that you tweeted and also give folks a little education about the Cook County Board of Commissioners. That's what we're all about, folks, teaching you about your government at work. Get the paper out. Get the pencils out. Take some notes. With me on the phone is Dave Glowatz. Mr. Bike, are you there, Dave?
Yes, Ben. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome very much. I sometimes turn my microphone off and forget to turn it on, Dave.
Man, you like can hear you just fine.
The worst student radio school you were.
Anyway,
you on the radio school?
No. Well, I kind of going to radio school.
I think we were having radio school in your dining room for the past 10 years.
Yeah, that's true. But this is different because, like, I look at a soundboard every day, and sometimes I pretend I'm doing things with it. I'll push this button. Oh, yeah.
I would feel like I'm on Star Trek if I was in that situation.
It's Star Trek. I pretend I'm George Martin. That's a producer of the Beatles, Millennials. Anyway, so last night I saw Dave, as I was saying, at the Hideout, at the bar. He was knocking back a few, and he said he would be going to the county board meeting today and would be tweeting, right? Now, who are you tweeting for?
It's what I would call an upstart news organization called City Bureau. They've been around for a couple of years, and they're trying to recruit citizen journalists, so everyday folks who want to get more involved in government and help people around them hear about government. So they're recruiting people, and they're paying them, get that, to go to public meetings.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah, they've been on the show. So here's some of the tweets. So I was got all excited because Dave is of the baby boomer persuasion. So tweeting is not something that comes instinctively to him. Of course, it doesn't come instinctively to our president, Donald Trump, and he's turned it into a high art form. So I thought before we take a deep dive into what happened at the meeting and what the county board is all about, we compare some of Dave's tweets to Donald Trump. So here we go. This is the last tweet from Dave Glowatz, Inside Chicago Government. You could follow it, Inside Chicago Government. That's his blog on city politics and county politics, etc. Luis Arroyo Jr. and Sean Morrison grilling county staff on flood relief equipment. I'm vindicated. No, it didn't say I'm vindicated. All right, let's see. Dennis, give me a Donald Trump tweet to compare to a...
So that was Dave's.
That was Dave's tweet.
Were there any capital letters, caps, anything like that?
No, nothing, nothing. He wasn't vindicated.
I mean, you got a lot to learn. All right, let's do a Trump one. Here we go.
New FBI text are bombshells, all caps.
All right, okay. All right, Dave, you got a lot to learn. Here's another one. Zoning adjourned, rules committee, a meeting begun. Citizens want penalty for county officials who don't appear before Cook County Board. I actually agree with that. Give me another Trump, Dennis.
All right, I'm looking for a good one here. So in that one, did you, like, blame anybody or, like, you know?
No, afraid not.
Although he did do a link to Assessor Berrios, which is interesting.
Oh, okay. A link to that. That's pretty good. That's very good, Dave.
Man, the link thing. That's like, wow, man.
Okay, well, you got to throw some hate out there a little bit, like this one from Trump.
In the old days, when good news was reported, the stock market would go up. Today, when good news is reported, the stock market goes down. Big mistake. And we have so much good, great news about the economy.
I know we're not here to talk about that, but that is so unbelievable. He's like mad at the stock market. He's blaming. And you know what, Dave? There's like all these Trump heads out there in the country going, yeah, he's right. The stock market, it always went up for Obama. It's not going up for Trump.
Yeah, I'd be happy if I got half that reaction to my more mundane voting over. Now we're going to finance.
No, but yours are very informative. All right, I appreciate you for doing it. Here we go. Like, zoning adjourned, rules committee meeting begun. I told you that one already. Technology committee meeting has adjourned. Zoning committee meeting has begun. Citizen George Blakemore complains about zoning board appeals. We'll get into all this. All right, let's get all serious here now. Tell folks a little bit about the county board. There's elections. We've had county board commissioners here. People woke up to understand that there was such a thing as the county board when the soda pop tax was proposed last year. It was actually adopted, and then it was brought back. So tell folks about what is the county board? Where do they meet? How many of them are there? That kind of thing.
Well, most folks who are listening probably live in Cook County or near it. And in addition to whatever town they live in having a governing body like a town council or a city council, there's another layer of government in their county called the county board. Mm-hmm. And the county is divided up into 17 districts. So if you live in Cook County, you're in one of those 17 districts, and there's a gentleman or a lady who represents you. And as you say, I think a lot of people have more awareness of the county board after the soda pop tax thing erupted last year. But they meet in the very same building as the Chicago City Council at City Hall. If you've never been down there, it's interesting. They have one big building between LaSalle and Clark Street, and the west half of the building is entirely devoted to city government, and the east half of the building is entirely devoted to county government.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure it was east-west, yeah. Or is it north-south?
No, it's east-west.
Okay, you know why? I'm dyslexic, so I'll take your word on it. So, yeah, so they have their meeting, and of course, the person who rules over the meetings is the county board president, and that would be Toni Preckwinkle, correct?
That's correct. She was wearing green today.
She was wearing green. Is there any reason for that? I'm just trying to think. No?
I'm just telling you I was there.
Okay. All right.
It, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So in the city council, there's generally lively debate where the aldermen, most of them take their talking points from Mayor Rahm, at least 30 or 40 of them, I think, just read whatever the mayor tells them. What's the debate like at the county board meetings?
The similarity to me to the city council is there's a pretty rote agenda, and they whip through it as quickly as they can. And the person in charge, in this case, President Preckwinkle, but in the case of the city council, it's Mayor Emanuel, just calls him and, you know, calls for a vote. But the difference that I noticed, especially today and in past years when I've gone to the county board commissioners meeting, is that the county board commissioners, many of them seem to be very informed about what it is they're about to vote on. And sometimes while this speeding train of agenda is going down the tracks, they slam on the brake and say, time out. Let me ask some questions, at which point the president will motion over to the side where about a couple dozen county staff are sitting, and they have to come up to the microphone and get grilled by the commissioners. And it didn't seem, in many cases, in most cases, it didn't seem like it was a show. It seemed like they were asking some tough questions about, for example, all right, we're renewing this contract, and it's sole source. How come we're not putting it out to bid? Wasn't it put out to bid originally? Things like that.
Mm-hmm. And are you suggesting that, in contrast, the aldermen, the people in the city council, don't know what business they're overlooking, don't know what's really going on?
As you and I well know, there's a select group of aldermen who take it upon themselves to bring the city's operations under a level of scrutiny, mm-hmm. that the rest of the aldermen, for whatever reason, are unwilling or unable to bring. And as you've pointed out, quite often when they do, some of these other aldermen do stand to speak, what they're saying seems rather scripted.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, sometimes they're actually reading it.
Oh, yes. They're reading their talking points. Now, here, Dave, I'm going to say something that I didn't think I was going to say today. In defense of the aldermen in the Chicago City Council, how about that? Their job is sort of a two-part job. On one hand, they're the overseers of service in their wards, and some would say that's their primary function. So they're supposed to make sure that the basic garbage removal and snow cleaning and the tree trimming and pothole filling takes place. They deal with all the complaints that a resident has. He or she will generally call the alderman looking for service with questions as to why services. So I'm going to give them that. Right? I'm going to concede that point, that so much of their day is taken up with service complaints.
And this is even after the implementation of 311.
Oh, my God. Is that a joke?
No. I mean,
Oh, I thought you said tree 1-1, but you said three. I talked about trimming trees. Anyway, yes, this is even after the implementation.
I'm sorry, you're so used to me making bad puns.
Yes, no, I thought it was tree 1-1. Oh, if you have a hanging branch, call tree 1-1. So then they turn around, and twice a month or so, they're supposed to be legislators and have something thoughtful or insightful to say about some usually really bad idea that the mayor is trying to shove down their throat. Like, just to give one last example, $5.5 million in TIF money to Presence to go to a swank downtown skyscraper. All right. So they're supposed to have some kind of thoughts on that. Most of them, you know, haven't given it two thoughts. And so they're going to swap their vote on their Presence deal for a little help with the snow removal and the snow collection. So do you get the sense that there's that same kind of relationship between county board commissioners and Tony Preckwinkle where they're swapping votes?
Well, I certainly think that certain of the county board commissioners are not as active in vocalizing their scrutiny as some are, same as on the city council, like we were just talking about. So I think that two things. One, you ask whether there's, you know, a quid pro quo going on between commissioners. I'd be very surprised if there wasn't. But secondly, it's very clear to me that there are some commissioners who, much like members of the Chicago City Council, are pretty much going along. I've never seen certain commissioners who've been serving on the board for a long time, I've never seen them question anything. They might come forward with a public resolution congratulating some student body on some achievement, but that's about as much as they say.
Mm-hmm. One time we had on our show Alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa from the 35th Ward, and you know, he's one of the progressives, one of the few aldermen who on a routine basis is unafraid to vote against the mayor and speak out about that. And Alderman Rosa was telling us that when he was opposing, I think it was the expenditure to buy the land for the police academy on the near northwest side, the other aldermen were literally heckling him. You know, they would be like, oh, nice suit. Oh, good job. Why don't you sit down? I mean, they were like, you know, they were.
So there's a disincentive to try to bring some scrutiny or good government to the Chicago City Council.
Absolutely. I mean, it's you got to deal
like
with peer prey. Oh, what a nerd. You're actually asking a question? Oh, you know.
Another thing about the county board in the boardroom, it's very intimate. It's only about 60 seats for the audience, and they literally surround the board members in a semicircle. The city council chambers are, you know, they're cavernous, right?
Yeah.
You know, there can be people talking, and there's, you know, people across the room. Like when they did a public comment period recently, they instituted a public comment period at Chicago City Council. They had to make a law to do it because they weren't doing it. And now, famously, aldermen will go and chat with each other while the members of the public are making comments. But in the county board chamber, to have that, you know, kind of distraction and sidebar, and to your point around heckling, because everybody is like up close, I think it enforces good behavior pretty much because the public is literally breathing down their necks.
Yeah. Well, I remember at the Hideout of one of our first Tuesday shows a couple months back during the soda pop controversy, we had two commissioners debating, Richard Boykin and Larry Sufferdin. Boykin was against the soda pop tax. Larry Sufferdin was for it. And I thought it was an excellent debate. I thought that both men made their arguments very concisely.
Yeah, I agree.
It was a level of debate that I'm not used to seeing in the Chicago City Council, where they just basically taunt each other and mock each other and roll their eyes. At least that's how the pro-Rom aldermen generally deal with an argument they don't like. So I was impressed with that. It's just kind of funny, Dave, because the county commissioners have such a lower profile in relation to the aldermen, and yet, in some ways, there's a higher level of statesmanship, if you can use a word like that, with county.
I wonder if that has to do with the stakes being lower for the county board. And by that, I mean, even though the county is geographically bigger, the budget is smaller than the city of Chicago, and each of those 17 board commissioners, as you alluded to earlier, has much less responsibility. So they don't have things like, they don't have as many favors to give out,
yeah.
You know, I think. And that might make it less likely that they're corruptible or that they feel that they need to act out on behalf of a particular constituency, if that makes sense.
That could be the case. Now, you mentioned public hearings. How were the public hearings today at the county board?
Well, they have people sign up for public comment before every meeting, and today was not unusual. They have the zoning committee and the security committee and the finance committee and the rules committee, and unlike the Chicago City Council, which schedules those on all different days, the county board, they started at, I don't know, 9 o'clock, and they had four committee meetings before, I mean, just boom, 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 right before the full board meeting at 11 a.m., and people could sign up to comment before every one of those. But only a few people commented. I think there was a total, from the time I was there, which was from about 9:30 on, a total of maybe a half a dozen people gave public testimony. And three of those public testimonies was from citizen at large, George Blakemore, who anyone in Chicago who goes to public meetings will know because he is a fixture. He likes to come and holds government accountable, and he was certainly in full throat today.
Yeah, he does a good job. It plays an important role. I remember him showing up at the budget hearings that Mayor Daley would hold, and Daley, you were supposed to only have 2 minutes, but out of respect to Blakemore, Daley would always let him go longer. Daley has in some ways had very good instincts. All right, now before we head off and allow you to leave, I have to ask you this. Usually when you come on the show, we're talking about bicycling in the city of Chicago. You're known as Mr. Bike. You have a website devoted to safety tips and bike riding in the city. Did you ride your bike?
About that safety stuff. It's not all safety.
I said, yes, it's not all safety.
Practical.
Did you ride your bike today? Wow.
In the defense of those who would bicycle in this weather, it's not as bad as it's been. You know, mm-hmm. It's not 0 degrees. Yeah. And I was riding with a tailwind. Streets are pretty clear. You know, the city's pretty good at clearing some streets. I could tell you the protected bike lanes were protected from snow clearance. That's one thing about protected bike lanes is that they don't quite get the snow clearing as the rest of the street does. So I found myself staying in the traffic lane, getting downtown. But, you know, that's what you got to do.
Yeah, usually they just plow the snow into the bike lane. That'll show the bike.
Well, the protected lanes are because they're separated physically by either bollards or a curb. The city actually bought, I don't know how many they have, a mini street snowplow. It's like a baby snowplow truck that goes into the protected bike lanes. But maybe there's only one of them, and it's going to get
only one of
all
them.
The bike lanes by Saturday.
Well, you bicyclists, you got to stop, you know, bowing down to Mayor Rahm. Take a stand. Maybe he'll give you another bike lane snowplow. Anyway, Dave, thanks so much for reporting. Inside Chicago Government is his website. Check it out.
CHIGOV.com, and the Twitter handle is CHIGOVT.
Very good. That's Dave Glowatz. We'll talk to you soon, Dave. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Ben. We'll